This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. VA Montana has dissolved its urgent mental health unit in favor of additional long-term beds at Fort Harrison, west of Helena. The Veterans Affairs Hospital had called the closure temporary when it shuttered the acute inpatient psychiatric service in February. The services were permanently ended on July 20th due to a lack of demand. Chief of Behavioral Health Chris Childers says the 8-bed crisis unit was consistently under capacity because about half of veterans who require short-term care seek it closer to home. Fort Harrison's residential rehabilitation and treatment program absorbed the acute care resources. The 8 beds are now dedicated to treating veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. The program has been at 90% capacity since the expansion was finalized 2 weeks ago. Childers says Fort Harrison operates Montana's only outpatient facility that treats PTSD and substance abuse. State regulators yesterday approved new rules to let rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft serve Montanans. Emily Proctor has more.
A Senate bill passed last spring spurred the Public Service Commission to pass regulations for a new class of license. The bill no longer allows taxi and limousine operators to block competitors. Commissioner Travis Kuvala says he's not interested in regulating how much drivers can charge.
And I think our only public interest obligation really is less in the regulation of rates and more in making sure they're merely transparent to the customer.
The commission discussed possible changes in insurance, whether to allow applicants to attest insurance or prove they have it. Commissioners say there will be additional tweaks along the way, but they passed the motion unanimously. These rules will be reviewed August 17th and should be effective by August 27th. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Emily Proctor.
The Flathead County Sheriff has released the names of a woman and her son who died in a house fire west of Columbia Falls. Sheriff Chuck Curry says the victims of the Monday morning fire were 30-year-old Brittany Kayleen Ince and her 3-year-old son Gavin Thomas Henriken. Family members said the two were asleep in the basement of the house when the fire started. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. Crews, meanwhile, in Yellowstone National Park have scaled down the search for a seasonal worker from China who went missing July 23rd while swimming. Park officials said yesterday they'll continue limited periodic searches of the Yellowstone River corridor downstream from where 21-year-old Fiang Isaac Zhang disappeared. The Flathead County Sheriff has released the names of a woman and her son who died in a house fire west of Columbia Falls. Sheriff Chuck Curry said the victims of the Monday morning fire were 30-year-old Brittany Kayleen Ince and her 3-year-old son Gavin. Family members said the two were asleep in the basement of the house when the fire started. Cause of the fire remains under investigation. State wildlife officials are investigating a moose poaching near Kalispell. Corin Cates Kearney reports.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks game warden Weston Odekoven says we've entered a time of the year when some hunters are getting a little antsy.
Inside the Flathead Valley, the deer start getting their antlers on a little bit more, and people start going out and getting a little fever or whatever to get a early start to it.
The archery season for elk and deer starts September 5th. The general season opens in late October. Odekoven says white-tailed deer are the most commonly poached animals this time of the year, and poachers tend to be young, high school age, or early 20s.
I definitely think they know and understand the rules. I think it's more or less just kind of a thrill-seeking for them, and they figure they're not going to get in trouble and get away with it. The kids kind of have that mentality of they can't catch me, and I think they take advantage of it.
The moose poached near Kalispell was found alongside the Orchard Ridge Road near Foy's Canyon, and was left where it was shot and not harvested for meat. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks encourages anyone with information about poachings to call their tip hotline. You can find that number on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates-Kearney, Montana Public Radio.
Longtime sports broadcaster Brent Musburger, who grew up in Billings, will call the season-opening football game between Montana and the four-time defending FCS champion North Dakota State in Missoula. The FCS battle will be aired on ESPN starting at 1:30 August 29th and marks the start of the football season as part of the network's second annual FCS kickoff. First-year Montana football coach Bob Stitt said Musburger called him Monday to let him know that he and color commentator Jesse Palmer will call the game. Musburger has called 7 BCS National Championship games, including the last 5. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has launched a series of public hearings to gauge support for a publicly managed bison herd. Whatever the state decides to do, FWP spokesman Tom Palmer says the interests of the livestock industry will be taken into account.
Livestock interests are extremely interested in this particular EIS, and we'll be hearing from them. Truthfully, if we're going to have them on private or public land, it's going to be with willing landowners. If we have them on large landscapes somewhere, it will be in places where they don't conflict with ranching and livestock operations.
FWP is considering whether bison could be managed on tribal lands, selected public or private lands, or a broad swath of territory across the state. The agency can also choose to keep things the way they are, with bison roaming free only on Yellowstone National Park and a few conservation herds on private lands. The first public meeting was last night in Bozeman, with another today in Billings. Additional sessions are planned for later this month in Great Falls, Malta, and Miles City. Montana senior linebacker Herbert Gamboa has been suspended for the team season opener against North Dakota State for violating team and athletic department rules. The school announced the suspension yesterday, a day after Gamboa pleaded guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Court records said witnesses saw him challenging other people to a fight and hitting someone outside a house party early July 31st. The Missoulian reports Gamboa told Municipal Court Judge Sam Warren Monday that he was at the party with some friends and it just got a little rowdy. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.